Chapter 5. Mr. Vayner. I left the shop and went for a walk in the port, where I soon started talking to two British sailors. "Have you got a match?" I asked them, taking a cigarette from my pocket, a common way of starting a conversation. We had a drink together. In the pub, they introduced me to a friend of theirs, a sailor on a British ship. He listened to my story and then said, "You should talk to Mr. Vayner." "Who is Mr. Vayner?" I asked. "He's the first officer on our ship," the sailor replied. "He's a very strict man, but we all respect him. He's the man for you." I left the pub and went immediately to Mr. Vayner's ship. It was rather small, and it looked even smaller because of the enormous boat in front of it. Two port policemen were standing nearby. Turning my back on them, I shouted to the cook who was sitting on the deck, peeling potatoes. "Is Mr. Vayner on the ship?"
"I'll see, sir,"
he answered. It was surprising and comforting that he called me sir. The cook had only heard a few words from me, yet he knew immediately from my voice and accent that I was an English gentleman, even though my clothes were foreign and old, and my shoes were dirty. Mr. Vayner received me in his cabin. He was a handsome young man with brown curly hair. I guessed that he was in his early 20s. "I haven't met you before, have I?" he said. "No, I got your name from one of the sailors," I replied. "I hear you're sailing tomorrow." "Well?" he asked cautiously. I gave him my passport. "Before we go any further, I want you to satisfy yourself that I'm British and really the person that I say I am," I said. He looked at my passport carefully and then at my face and eye patch. "You seem to have been in trouble, sir," he said. "I certainly have," I answered, "and now I need a place to hide." And I told him a story which was basically true. I told him that I was in serious trouble with the authorities, that I had come down the river in a boat, and that asking the British consul for help was useless. "Well," he said at last, "there's an empty freshwater tank on the deck which we never use, and I could leave the cover open a little so that you'd get some air. It will be very uncomfortable, but I expect that you've slept in worse places, sir." "You recognised my name?" I asked. "Of course. I wouldn't do this for anyone," Mr. Vayner replied. Mr. Vayner clearly enjoyed a little adventure. He told me to wait in the cabin while he dealt with the police. "What should I say if someone comes onto the ship unexpectedly and finds me here in your cabin?" I asked. "Oh," he laughed, "just tell them you're her father." He pointed to a photograph on his wall of a smiling young woman showing her long legs. This was just one of many pictures of young women on the walls of Mr. Vayner's cabin. Some he had cut from magazines, but some were personal photographs with a few words written on the bottom. Mr. Vayner obviously liked young women. Mr. Vayner went onto the deck and started waving and shouting goodbye as if one of his visitors had just left the boat. The two policemen who had walked away from the boat looked around for a moment and then continued walking. They had no reason to be suspicious of anything. Mr. Vayner then told the cook to go ashore and buy a bottle of whiskey. He wanted to make sure that no one would see me getting into the water tank. About 10 minutes later, he returned to his cabin. "Hurry," he said. "The policemen have just gone round the corner." He quickly took me onto the deck and showed me where to climb into the water tank. It was dark and quite warm in the tank, and I immediately felt safe inside those four walls. I felt protected and secure, more than I had done out in the open. This was the first of my hiding places, and I think that it gave me the idea for the second. Some time later, Mr. Vayner brought me blankets, a cushion, water, whiskey, biscuits, and a covered bucket for my personal needs. "You look very comfortable in there," he declared cheerfully. "We're sailing tomorrow. We're going all the way up the river as near London as we can. I'll tell you when it's safe to go ashore." Then he left. I never saw Mr. Vayner again. There was quite a lot of noise on deck that evening, but eventually everyone went to bed and I was able to fall asleep. When I awoke, I knew it was morning because I could see light at the end of the airpipe in the tank. I could hear people walking about on deck. We sailed that morning. In the evening, Mr. Vayner dropped a note and a piece of cold meat into the tank. "The police were looking for you," the note said. "They found your boat in the port, and they know that it was you who bought it. This morning, they searched us and all the other ships in the port. But now we're outside territorial waters, so you're safe. However, they know that you're wearing an eye patch, so I'll drop a pair of dark glasses into the tank for you later. Be careful when you get to England."